shit. That's right. Big Aaron Phil Podcast 92. Ain't no hide, too. More and more bullshit gets thrown at me, I'ma spit it at you. There's so much bullshit going on, I can't even keep track of it. KU, good thing, sir.
I'm asking you, I got no clue on which bullshit to do.
Better do it all.
I'm asking you, I got no clue on which bullshit to do.
Better do it all.
I'm asking you, I got no clue on which bullshit to do.
Better do it all.
I'm asking you, I got no clue on which bullshit to do.
No choice but to do it all. All right, well, we're going to cover a lot of bullshit, and we're going to do it quickly. Bang, bang, bang. Get over that bullshit and move on to the next bullshit. That's how it's done around here. Alright? Are we ready? You ready for a big old load of bullshit? 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Alright, let's do it. Now, as many of you know, my favorite comedian of all time is the late, great George Carlin. I've quoted many of his bits on this show. But there's two bits of his that really stand out for me. One is called Free-Floating Hostility, and the other is called People Who Ought to Be Killed. And they were very simple and very straightforward. Free-floating hostility, he pretty much names 24, as he puts it, minor cultural items that he's bored with, tired of, and pissed at. And People Who Ought to Be Killed is simply that. A group of people, or several groups of people, that, quite frankly, need to be killed. Now, I want to expand on that and add in this list of bullshit. I want to call it people, places, or things that just fucking suck, in my opinion. All right? Now, let's start it off. The Hollywood Bowl. Now, you people outside of Los Angeles are wondering, what the fuck is a Hollywood Bowl? What is it, a bowling alley? Well, there is a bowling alley in Hollywood. It's one of those sucky lucky strikes that every city has. You know, one of those douchey, loungy bowling alleys. Charge over 4 times what a regular bowling alley charges. Make it all clubby looking so more chicks come in. Fucking hate those places. They need to bulldoze every one of them. But no, I'm not talking about bowling alleys. I'm talking about the concert venue in Hollywood. Right in the heart of Hollywood. Right off the 101 freeway. Opened in 1922. And it was a venue for classical music. Still is. Of course, nowadays they have other kinds of music in there. They have rock and roll and jazz and whatnot. But it was primarily, it still is, for the Philharmonic and classical music. And you got to figure, in 1922, not a lot of people had cars. All right? We did have street cars. You know, the little rail lines that went down the middle of the road. You know, public transportation. Yeah, we actually had rail lines in Los Angeles. The ones they're trying to replace for billions of dollars. But it wasn't built for a lot of traffic to go up to the venue. And you could tell. Because when Hollywood Bowl season starts, it is goddamn near impossible to get in or out of Hollywood. You're fucking trapped. You got to go down a long ways to get around it. Because all the idiots, even in this day and age of Waze and Google Maps and whatnot, everybody still clogs onto the same exit, or the same two exits, get to the goddamn Hollywood Bowl. They're never going to park anywhere near it. But people are too fucking lazy. They all have to be at the goddamn front of the venue, and there's no chance of hell of getting there. Unless you leave super early. So anywhere between 6 and 8 o'clock, it's a fucking gridlock. Last week, I got stuck in that fucking traffic on the way home from work with the truck. I had to park the truck in Hollywood. And getting into Hollywood is a bitch, and getting out of Hollywood is a bigger bitch. Fortunately, to go home, I have several ways to take it. I took the 101 towards downtown, which usually has a lot more gridlock traffic, but nowhere near as bad as the traffic getting around the Hollywood Bowl. Forget it. You're stuck. You're stuck. People are so far. I don't know what the fuck was playing. But goddamn, people are acting like fools, horrible drivers, trying desperately to get to this event. I saw two pedestrians almost eat it. This guy blew through a red light and made a right turn and nearly hit these two people. People were cutting off other people. People were honking their fucking horns like, you're not getting anywhere. You're never getting anywhere. Hey, Jesus Christ, get in an Uber, have them drop you off about two blocks away from the thing. That's how you get to the goddamn Hollywood Bowl. But no, everybody's got to get in their cars and clog into one tiny fucking road. Unbelievable. I do not want to go anywhere where I have to sit in traffic for hours just to find a place to park. I'm done with that kind of shit. I don't like waiting in lines for restaurants. I don't like waiting in lines to do fucking jack shit. As far as I'm concerned, there is absolutely nothing worth waiting in a long line for. That includes Disneyland and all that kind of shit, too. You can have that shit. Forget it. The fucking Hollywood Bowl. You know what I call it every time there's something at the Hollywood Bowl? I call it Hollywood Bullshit. B-O-W-L shit. I see that traffic backing up. I think, oh, Jesus Christ, here's more Hollywood Bullshit. Absolutely nothing there I want to see that fucking bad. I've been to the Hollywood Bowl maybe three times in my life. All right? And I either left early enough to get up there on time or traveled in a group or something. Why not have to deal with it? But fuck that. Fuck sitting in a fucking line for an hour and a half, 2 hours, just to try to walk a little bit less. Fuck you, you lazy pieces of shit. The fucking red line gets off at Hollywood and Hinley. You could easily walk to the rest of the bowl, you lazy cocksuckers. But people are afraid to do new things. That's another pet peeve of mine. Let's add that to the list. People who are insistent on driving the same route every fucking day. Again, with Waze and all this shit, these fucking lemmings will still clog onto the same on-ramp, take the same stupid way to work every day. I was at Studio City on a job this week, and Coldwater Canyon is one way to get over the hill into Beverly Hills from the valley. Because people don't want to take the 405, which always sucks. But holy shit, the backup to that thing is absolutely ridiculous. They shrank it down to one lane, of God knows why. Probably to make a bike lane. I love that shit too. Bike lanes. I'll get to that later. But yeah, people are just clogging. They see how bad it is, but they're afraid to try new things. They're afraid to figure out other ways to get over the hill. There's many ways to do it. Fuck that shit going over Coldwater. It'll take for fucking ever. You know, even if it takes the same amount of time, I'd rather take another route and drive a little longer distance. It's just better than just sitting there to me. You know what I mean? There's nothing worse than just sitting there. You'd be walking faster. People are afraid to try new things. People are scared shitless to try new things. And never mind the Hollywood Bowl. Hollywood itself is a fucking pain in the ass. Fuck Hollywood. You ever walk around Hollywood? See how depressing it is? How stupid the people are. A bunch of dumb tourists. Tourists and bums. That's all you got. You ever walk through there at night? This is when all the tourist douchebags start going to clubs and the bars and shit. It's just streets full of jackoffs, clueless, fucking looking at their phones all the time, jackoffs. And you're stepping over bums to walk amongst the jackoffs. All right? Hollywood's a fucking dump. What are you people here for? Why are you there? Is it as glamorous as it seemed to be on TV? No, it's not, is it? It's dirty, it's full of bums, it's full of construction, it's full of potholes. What the fuck are you here for? Go somewhere else, you douchebags. People are just zombies in general now. People, all they do is just stand and look at their stupid fucking phones. Like anything is going to change. Like anything important is going to pop up on that screen. Nothing important. You're not looking at anything important. You're looking at Snapchat. What kind of animal ears can I stick on my head or on my children's head? Oh, what should I put on Instagram? That hamburger I had for lunch? Now, how interesting. Nobody's ever eaten a hamburger before. Tourists, bums, potholes, and Scientologists and construction. That's it. That's Hollywood in a nutshell right there. That's it. That fucking Scientology building. All those fucking douchebags in the white shirts always walking across the street. They all look brainwashed, don't they? They look like fucking robots. Most people look like robots now. Like somebody else is commanding them. Most people, case their fucking telephone is commanding them.
look at Facebook, look at Facebook. Facebook's looking at you at all times.
And by the way, my brothers, next time you have a racial riot, don't burn down your own fucking hood. Go to fucking Hollywood and burn that shit down. Nobody will miss it. If you wipe out a few fucking tourists and bums, well, nobody will miss them. You'll be doing the rest of us a fucking favor. Come on, listen to Chuck D, man. Burn Hollywood, burn. Please. All right, next up. Starbucks. Now, Starbucks as a whole pretty much sucks. But there's one really dumb thing going on now. As a matter of fact, it's going to go on tomorrow. Tomorrow being Tuesday, May 29th, as I record this. What is it, you ask? Well, let's find out.
Today, the company announced that all of its 8,000 U.S. stores will close the afternoon of May 29th.
They should stay closed.
Employees will go through racial bias training.
Even the black ones? An opportunity to take something and learn from it and fix it.
According to Philadelphia police, the two men who were waiting for a friend wanted to use a Starbucks bathroom without buying anything, against store policy. The manager called 911.
I have two gentlemen at my cafe that are refusing to make a purchase or leave.
The police called for backup.
They're requesting another unit along with a supervisor.
The police chief says the arrests were justified.
What do we want? Justice!
But the incident triggered protests and a nationwide boycott campaign. In California, a black man said he shot this video at an L.A. Starbucks in January.
Is it my skin color? Is it my skin color?
Accusing Starbucks of letting a white customer use the bathroom without
buying
anything, but not letting him do the same thing. Starbucks has not commented on the incident, while its CEO personally flew to Philadelphia and apologized to the two men. Do you think Starbucks...
Even though they didn't buy anything.
Yes, I do. They acted very quickly. I think it's a huge opportunity.
Thanks for loitering in my store.
To redefine the customer experience.
An afternoon without coffee, Starbucks hopes will restore any faith it has lost. Stephanie Gosk, NBC News, New York.
So they hope to restore customer confidence by closing down and not serving coffee. I guarantee you the majority of people will wonder, why the fuck is Starbucks closed? You know all these fucking heroin addicts that need a Starbucks every 5 minutes? Why the... You know there's going to be violence. People are going to be fucking flipping out. You know how people easily lose their shit at fast food places, like when McDonald's runs out of chicken McNuggets or something? People throw a shit fit in the drive-thru? Think how people are going to be when they can't get their Starbucks coffee. God forbid they go anywhere else, right? To any of the million other places that fucking serve coffee!
But no, it has to be Starbucks coffee. We have to have the little white and green cup with the fucking bitch with her legs up by her head. Yeah, it looks like she's getting fucked.
Right? We have to have that cup in her hand or we're not cool. We're not cool unless we pay $6 for a coffee. Why are they closed? Why are they closed?
So we can teach our employees how to be more racially sensible.
How about just firing the one broad, all right, that caused all the trouble? And you know what? It's not really the fault of the store that this happened either. You know, if motherfuckers are loitering in your store, you kick them out. If they're not going to buy anything, get them the fuck out. It's not fucking racism, it's loitering. You know, those spaces are reserved for people to actually buy something. You know, for all the goofballs that bring their laptop in there and just drink coffee all fucking day. God knows what the fuck they do. They don't have a job or anything. They just sit in that fucking Starbucks like it's a homeless shelter. And by the way, they've now decided, hey, it's okay for anybody to use the bathroom now. Come on in, even if you're not buying anything. Like, that isn't an invitation for bums to come in and sit there all day, like they don't do it anyway. Fucking Starbucks. You know, anything that helps speed up the crash and burn of Starbucks, I'm all for it. I want more racial insensitivity. Sensitivity training. You know, they have a lot of black employees too. Do they have to show up at this thing? Or is this just for whitey? Fucking Starbucks. People that need a Starbucks every day are fucking embarrassing, all right? What is wrong with you people? You can get coffee anywhere. You can make coffee at home. It's not that difficult. It really isn't. Another thing that's always irritated me. Kids with hats that still have the stickers on them. What is that about? I never got that. It looks stupid. What are you supposed to make us think that you just walked out of the store, you didn't pay for it, just picked it up off the rack and walked out with it? Look at me, I still got the sticker on it, man. I stole this motherfucker. I'm gangster. I'm a fucking gangster, man. You got a fucking receipt and you fucking know it. You're not a gangster. You're not a badass. You look like a fucking idiot. And the fact that you paid $35 for a Yankee hat makes you a bigger idiot. Go fuck yourselves. Bad enough these little pussies wear the hats backwards and still have the sticker on them. But you are so not fucking cool. More stupid kids I'm tired of. Kids on skateboards. It's not even kids anymore. You see these 35-year-old men on fucking skateboards.
Well, I'm helping the environment. I'm not in a car. I'm just rolling down the sidewalk,
fucking slaloming around people like I'm fucking skiing. Like anybody's going to be impressed by this. You sick of this shit, man? You're fucking walking down, and all of a sudden you hear this... Some motherfucker on a skateboard veers off to the right of you, almost hits you, and starts slaloming around people like they're in the Olympics. These fucking kids that are doing tricks and stuff on the stairways. You know what? Nobody's impressed by this shit. Nobody fucking cares. This isn't the fucking X Games, all right? Now, if you fall on your head and break it open, then I might be interested in it. We certainly wouldn't miss your fucking lame ass. I mean, we could just donate your organs. We certainly wouldn't need the rest of you. Yeah, I'm tired of walking down the street and you hear that clacking, you know, and you know, every time these kids hit the ground with their board doing their stupid tricks. Nobody's impressed by this. This isn't the fucking X Games. Nobody cares. You're not fucking Tony Hawk. And if you were, I still wouldn't give a fuck. All right, more of these fucking kids need to miss the jump, roll out in the street, and get hit by a bus. Only if that happened more often, I might continue to watch the rest of your skateboarding techniques. All right? But until then, get the fuck out of the sidewalk. All right, go to your own fucking street and do that fucking shit. Tired of that fucking shit. Nobody's impressed by it. And you fucking adults that act like you're cool because you're hanging with the kids. You've seen them. There's always some fucking mid-30s, midlife crisis piece of shit with a beard rolling down the street on a skateboard. Like, dude, you're not fucking cool. Get in a car like everybody else. There's some things that adults just shouldn't do anymore.
Well, you play video games. You know, why should adults play video games? That's for kids.
No, it's fucking not. That's two entirely different things, all right? The difference being, video games don't hurt anybody else. They don't annoy anybody else. You play them in your own house, in the confines of your own house, in a chair. You're not bothering anybody. You're not hurting anybody. Maybe hurting somebody's feelings if you're playing online, but that's it. Whereas these skateboarder motherfuckers, they can run right into you. They're not looking where they're going. When they do these techniques, they're usually doing it around the corner or something. They can't see what's coming at them. And you better be sure that you're not in their fucking way. They're not going to stop for you. So fuck these skateboarding assholes. They need to fucking die. They contribute abso-fucking-lutely nothing. Now again, unless you're training as a professional, there's no fucking excuse to be doing that shit in fucking public, all right? Find a fucking arena or a skate park or something. Stay the fuck there, assholes. All right, what's next? Useless technology. You know, the higher-ups, the people that are really in charge of things, have decided that we as human beings are not capable of doing anything. We have self-driving cars, smartphones, smart TVs, smart refrigerators. That's right, the refrigerators are smart. They could let you know when you're out of milk, because God forbid you should open the fucking door and look in there yourself. No, 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 no. You're wasting energy. Much easier just to have the machine tell you. Hey, we're out of milk. Really, we are. No chance of it fucking up or anything. Some of them have a see-through door, so you don't have to open the fucking door. It'll just turn a light on. You can look. What the fuck? I have no problem with just opening the door and looking there. Do I have milk? Yes. Closing the fucking door. Why do we need smart refrigerators and smart ovens? Smart doorbells? I mean, what is this shit? I don't want TVs keeping track of what I'm watching. I don't. Who are they sending that information to? Them. Them. That's right. The ones who are now in charge. I heard a story about another smart piece of technology that just has me fucking bewildered.
The Nike Mag. It's the self-lacing, high-tech shoe they imagined.
Modeled after the one in Back to the Future 2.
So the technical magic is, in the sole of the shoe, there is a sensor. And on the back, there are motors that are actually connected to the laces.
Who the fuck would want this?
So when they sense your weight in the shoe for the first time, they automatically tighten so that they're just snug enough to get up and go. But in case it doesn't get it perfectly right every time, which it doesn't, there are some buttons in the shoe. A green button to tighten it a bit more. A red button.
This is the most useless fucking bullshit ever.
And there's also a yellow button that can turn the lights on the shoe on and off. And it also serves as a battery check. Yes, the lights on the back here are actually a battery indicator for the shoe. These kicks are still in the green, but if you leave the lights on all day, you will kill them, and you have to plug them into a wall and charge them at night, just like your phone.
People are going to be freaking out. My shoes aren't charged.
The funny thing is, these moon boots actually aren't that heavy. They're really big, obviously, but they're high tops, and when you hear there's a motor and sensors and batteries in them, you expect them to be really heavy, but they're not. They're actually kind of lightweight, and they're comfortable. Now, I don't know how many people would actually wear these day to day if they got them. Obviously, it's more of a collector piece, but it's just good to know that they look badass on the foot too, so you can totally bring the heat and wear them once if you're feeling lucky. So props to Nike for bringing these to life, and thanks to them for letting me try them out for a little bit. Now, I said they were kind of a real product because you can't just buy them right now. There's only 89 pairs of this first kind being made. And you can't just go out and buy them. They're going to be raffled off, so you can grab an entry for $10 if you want to try your luck. All the proceeds are going to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's research. But word on the street is the Nike HyperAdapt 1.0 is something that's coming out later, and I guess that'll be the real retail product with self-lacing shoes and everything.
So we are now too stupid to tie our fucking shoes! We should just give up at this point. We should just fucking give up at this point. You know, we should have the couch come to our door so we can just plop on it as soon as we walk in the door so we don't have to walk to the couch. You know, the TV should already turns on. Already knows what you want to watch. It's been keeping track. You have smart toilets. It knows if you have to take a piss or take a shit before you get in there. Smart sinks, because, you know, we can't turn the faucets on and off anymore. And we need to put motors and lights and shoes because we can't tie them anymore. And you have to charge your shoes or else your shoes are going to die. How are you going to wear your shoes if they're dead? Why do we even need to be here anymore? We are incapable of everything. Everything. We can't drive cars anymore. No. Cars got to drive themselves. You know, they haven't perfected it yet. They haven't even come close. But people still think that Teslas could drive themselves. They can't. Take some fucking responsibility. You still need to turn left and turn right. And gas and brake. People just think machines are just going to take over everything. They don't have to do shit. Really? You're going to trust your life to machines? Don't forget who made the machines. People. Right? Right. You want a self-driving car? I sure as fuck don't. Not until the technology has been around for at least 10 years. All right? Of course, California wants everybody to have an electric car. That's what Brown wants, our stupid fuck-ass governor. Well, you know what? You're out of here after this year, so fuck you and what you want. Another piece of useless technology? Alexa or Siri or any of those things that you talk into and it does stuff. Just found out that, Alexa records your conversations and emails it to people. What the fuck would you want that for? Like, really, you can't turn on lights. You can't look up things online without having, Alexa, can you look up how long it takes to come on the average masturbation session? Like, could you imagine even saying that? Why would you just go and look it up yourself? People are so afraid of being alone, they have to have an object there to talk to. And it talks back to them. Hey! The average masturbation time is 2 minutes 30 seconds. Fuck you! People like to act like the boss. Alexa, turn on the lights. The light switch is too complicated for me. Alexa, turn on the fucking lights! Alexa, raise my kids. Do my kids' homework. Feed the dog. That's what we think. We are now devoid of any responsibility at all. Alexa, do my taxes. Fucking people, man. They want to leave everything in their life in the hands of machines. Or social media. That's another one. All the attention whoring. We have to know everything about you boring fucking average people. Nobody cares. All right? And especially you people that are on whatever the latest diet is these days. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. Hey, if it works for you, great. I'm happy for you. Rest of us don't fucking care. All right? You vegans, I'm going to start with you. I've been tired of you people for a long fucking time.
Meat is murder. It's not meat. It's violence.
You've seen them. The protests. They can't just leave it alone. They can't just leave alone the fact that people like to eat meat. Hey, animals eat each other. So why is it so bad if people eat animals? Maybe if people were more tasty, we'd eat people. I don't fucking know. I'm sure there's some cultures that do. All right?
Meat is murder. Well, have you ever looked at, taken a good look at these vegan people? Do they ever look happy or alive? They look anemic. They look like they have no blood. They look like they just walked off the set of Twilight or something. All fucking lily white. And they always have to let you know, I'm a vegan. I'm a vegan. Look at my vegan cookbook. You should get one of these. No, I'll take it and I'll beat you with it. Sure as fucking not going to read it.
And you keto people, is it keto or kato? I don't fucking know. Just getting about as annoying as vegans now. You know, I'm glad, again, I'm glad, hey, you found something that works. I mean, it would be something I would look into. But for God's sakes, why can't these people just keep it to themselves? It's become like a religion. It's like a cult. The keto people. I'm keto. I'm keto. Is that food keto? Is that food acceptable by keto? I don't care. Just eat it and shut up. If you're losing weight, fucking great. But do I need to see a picture every night of your fucking meal? I don't care. I don't fucking care. All right? Nobody fucking cares. Except other keto people. And other people that might want to be recruited into your little cult there. And when the keto thing no longer becomes fashionable, then what are you going to do? It's all for attention. If it's showing results, great. Be happy with that. The rest of the world doesn't fucking care or need to see it. Oh, look, my friend David Hogg is back in the news. He just couldn't stay away for too long, could he?
What can I do? I need attention. I need attention! What can I do?
Oh, hey, Publix has given money to a Republican gubernatorial candidate. We can't have that going on, can we? Hey, let's have a bunch of dumbass kids lie in the middle of the supermarket floor. Fun times.
Publix says it's suspending all its political donations in response to backlash started by Parkland shooting survivors.
Publix made a donation.
Are we sick of these fuckers yet?
Adam Putnam, and that outraged these activists because they think he's too cozy with the NRA.
That's what do kids care about the NRA or politics or anything?
Everybody get down for 12 minutes.
Oh, I'm so sick of this guy.
Led by MSD shooting survivor David Hogg.
Shooting survivor. He wasn't even there. At the of course he survived. He wasn't even in the Martin building.
Stoneman Douglas. They're angry.
He's not even
the
real.
Donated more than $500,000.
You really
to
think a 17-year-old kid has got everybody by the balls Putnam. Like this? Bullshit.
Get money from the NRA.
Never see his parents,
when
do you? No.
$670,000 from
this is some 30-year-old asshole.
We call
just trying to control people.
Well, sprawled out on the floor.
Oh, we call BS before it was now Mar. Now it's BS.
Remembering their friends who were murdered.
I'm going to think about every single life.
These people are lying down on the supermarket floor.
Santa Fe.
Yeah, that's going to get people on your side.
Every single mass shooting. I think
if I was in there, I would run my cart right over all of them.
There's too many. Way too many.
Not enough.
The Parkland students weren't the
this
only ones rallying.
This kid really has got the puppet strings on, don't he? Of course, everybody against them has to be for Trump. Yeah, right.
Trump and NRA supporters crowded into the store.
How about people are just pissed off that people are blocking the floor? I don't give a fuck about Trump or anything else.
I'm a constitutionalist, and I think that this is ridiculous. 3% of child homicides, people under 18 murdered, happen in schools. The other 97% happen somewhere else. Why aren't we talking about that?
Because we orchestrated the ones in the schools to get this shit to happen.
To suspend corporate-funded political contributions as we reevaluate our giving processes. Now, initially, David Hogg, the organizer, thought that was good enough. He called off the protests, wasn't going to do it, instead was going to have dialogue with Publix to try and hammer things out. Then suddenly, something changed, and he decided to go ahead with that protest anyway.
So this supposed 17-year-old kid was going to have a dialogue with Publix. He's going to have a meeting with Publix. Hey, we're going to meet with the 17-year-old punk. Who the fuck believes this is a 17-year-old high school student? Bullshit!
He was a survivor.
Are any of these kids survivors? Or are they just extras? Just a bunch of people wanting to get on TV. I mean, seriously, who the fuck is going to waste a fucking Sunday afternoon laying on the floor in a supermarket? You don't want to go to that supermarket? Go to somewhere else. There are other supermarkets other than Publix in Florida, are there not? I know they have Trader Joe's. Go to Trader Joe's. That's where I go. I don't go to the big supermarkets unless I really need something that I can't get at Trader Joe's. And usually Smart and Final will have that something, so I don't even need to bother. I'm fucking tired of protests. What are you protesting? What is lying down on the floor going to do except piss people off? You know, I'll tell you what, if I was the manager of that place and people were lying down on the floor, I'd kick them all the fuck out. I'm arrested. You know, they had those two black guys in Starbucks arrested. They should arrest all these fucking assholes. All these white kids. Fucking Florida. Bugs Bunny can't saw off that state into the Atlantic soon enough. You don't see the survivors, quote unquote, of Santa Fe or Indiana or anywhere else but this Parkland. It's always the survivors of Parkland are running around protesting. It's bullshit. All of it bull fucking shit. Why does anybody listen to this David Hogg kid? He's a little twerp. He's a 30-year-old little twerp. All right? Stop being so afraid of him. You could fucking flinch and he'd fall down like LeBron James falls down when he thinks anybody's 10 feet within him and he pretends to be fouled. Oh, well, hey, I might as well just bring up the NBA and how much I hate that. Because of one man, LeBron James, LeBron BA is what I call that league now. And what a surprise. What the fuck did I tell you? Who's going to be in the finals? Golden fucking State and Cleveland. What'd I tell you? Well, before the fucking conference finals even started, it made it seem like they had a chance. Houston, both Boston and Houston, they both got them up to game 7 to give you the illusion that it's not completely fucking fixed and rigged. Hey, look, here comes the miraculous comeback. The Celtics were way ahead in the beginning of the game, but then, look, here come the fouls, and LeBron goes to the line. Yawn. Golden State versus Cleveland for the 4th year in a fucking row. Well, have fun with that, because I ain't watching this fucking bullshit. NBA has been rigged for a vlog fucking time. It's not interesting anymore. I don't give two fucks about who wins these finals. I will watch the fucking Stanley Cup finals, and I don't even care about those two teams, but I'm a hell of a lot more interested in that than fucking Cleveland versus Golden State 4. And that's what they're calling it, too. Historic matchup. No, what's historic about it? Yawn. Yawn. Why even bother with a season? Just have these two play each other all fucking season until they get tired out. All right? Or until people stop showing up to the games. The NBA is a joke, and I will not watch anymore as long as LeBron Fag is still playing. I'm sorry, LaFlop James. Sorry, I got my derogatory names mixed up. I fucking hate LeBron James. Always hated LeBron James. By the way, I know people have worked with him in commercial shoots and say he's an absolute fucking dickhead, and I believe it. I believe it. He thinks he's the fucking boss. We got that take. We're done. I'm going to go back to my trailer and do nothing. I got to practice my flopping for the next game. Fuck you, LeBron James. Thank you for ruining the NBA on your own. Thank you very much. Now, getting back to other minor annoyances. People that block traffic to give bums money. You've seen it. Every fucking off-ramp, or every left turn light, or every fucking corner, there's always some bleeding heart fuckhead that stops at the green light and then shuffles around the car to look for 50 cents to give to the bum sticking his hand out. Stop feeling sorry for bums! That 50 cents isn't going to help shit! All you're doing is making me miss the fucking light! Alright? Then I get stuck with the bum sticking his hand in my fucking window and I don't give him jack shit! I don't give him jack fucking shit! I love the left turn bums, the ones that stand in the center divider and you're trapped there at the fucking left turn arrow. And he's walking the line. He's walking past each fucking car that stops sticking his hand out. I don't even look at him. I don't fucking look at him or engage with him in any way. And my goddamn window is not rolled the fuck down either. I don't even want to deal with it. I don't want bums sticking there. I've had bums stick their fucking hand in the fucking car. Fuck you. You're going to give me something or you're not going to make this turn, motherfucker. Yeah, well, I'm going to roll up the window, trap your hand in it, and then make the turn. What do you think of that? Stop feeling sorry for bums. I'm trying to get to fucking work. Unlike bums. Oh, yeah, I was going to mention bike lanes, too, and our liberal politicians' obsession with them. They're everywhere now, right? Do we need them? You ever see people in the fucking bike lanes? You see plenty of people in the street. The busiest fucking streets at rush hour. Trying to chug uphill on their faggy little bike and then weaving into your lane.
We need to encourage bicycles. You should get off your cars and ride bicycles.
Are we going back in time? They want us to get back on the train and they want us to ride bicycles. Well, not all of us are able to bike to work, all right? Regardless of all those little metro bike stations that are all over the goddamn place. Some of us, it's not practical, all right? Southern California is a very, very spread out place, all right? We're not all just going to jump on our bicycles and pedal our way to work. Or carpool. Or get on the train. Not everybody lives anywhere near the fucking train, okay? It's a very spread out fucking place. This isn't New York, you know, we're not all piled up on top of each other. We're nice and spread out. We like to be in different areas, okay? So give us some fucking roads to drive on and fix them. Stop wasting money on trains that go fucking nowhere. And stop wasting money on bike lanes and taking out traffic lanes to put in bike lanes. Because every one of those they've added, I've never seen a bike in them. I've seen bums sleep in them. I've never seen a bike in them. All right? There's streets that have always had bike lanes, like Venice Boulevard. There's always bikes on that because it goes to the beach. That makes sense. I used to ride on that bike lane when I used to live in Culver City. We have a few in Pasadena. I don't see a lot of people in them. And of course, they're talking about digging up traffic lanes and putting in bike lanes. It's stupid. We want to alleviate traffic, not make more traffic. Seems like they want to punish people for driving is what they want to do. That's why they're not fixing the roads, because they want us out of our cars and on bicycles. This isn't fucking New York. This isn't Hong Kong, all right? This is a big, spread-out metropolis. We need fucking working roads is what we fucking need. More roads, less bums in the fucking roads. You have more than enough money to fix the fucking potholes. If anybody knew how much money they wasted on that bullet train, I wish these fucking Republicans that are running for governor would bring it up. How much money was wasted on that bullet train? They would get in a second. If this fucking Cox that's running, the Republican frontrunner for governor, would bring up that we've already wasted about $100 billion on this bullet train, he would get right in. People would think, what, $100 billion? And then if he would say how many potholes that would have filled, all of them, and then some. We could have filled all the potholes, fixed all the roads, fixed all the bridges. $100 billion? Come on. if spent wisely. But no, no, never going to happen, is it? Instead, we have fucking Gavin Newsom and Antonio Villaraigosa sniping at each other. You know what? Good. I hope they do that. I hope it falls apart on them. While they're busy sniping at each other, hopefully the Republicans can move ahead of them. Not that I like Republicans. I just need some change. Let's give something else a chance other than the fucking lefty liberal lunacy that we've had forever and hasn't worked. That bullet train needs to be fucking scrapped in a hurry. So does the gas tax. Everything that Jerry Brown did, we need to reverse it immediately. All right, one more thing before I wrap it up. Complete strangers that feel the need to talk to you. All right? There is no reason to strike up a conversation with anybody you don't know. You know, other than asking what time is it or what stop do I get off at to get to so-and-so. Nobody should be talking to you. If you're riding the train, people should be fucking quiet. All right? You know, talk to your friends, but don't be talking to total strangers. You're ever sitting on a train or an airplane or something, and you know the old lady next to you has to strike up a conversation.
I say, it sure has been warm lately, hasn't it? Like, why do you need to talk to somebody? Why can't people just sit still? I've never understood that. People cannot be fucking still and be fucking quiet. You know, every time we're shooting and we're rolling sound, there's always somebody that's walking around and making noise, or the fucking grips outside are banging things around. You know, we tell them we're fucking rolling. Be quiet. They can't stay still. They absolutely cannot fucking stay still. They have to climb together every metal piece of equipment they fucking got and pretend they're not doing it. People, I don't understand. People can't stop talking on their phones. I don't fucking get it. You need to be talking to people all the fucking time? I want to do exactly the opposite and not talk to anybody any of the time. Stop being so afraid of being alone for 5 fucking minutes, man. Jesus. That's why I wear my fucking headphones on the train or at Trader Joe's or in any public place now where I don't have to deal with the public. Nobody should be talking to me. Unless it's the clerk. Do you want any bags? That's it. No customer should be saying anything. Well, how about that milk? What about that fucking milk? Why would you ask something like that? Why would you even talk to people? I'm not trying to be your friend. I'm just trying to do my shopping for 15 minutes and then get the fuck out of here. Or I'm just sitting on the train on the way to Union Station for 15 minutes. Get the fuck out of here. That's pretty much the moral of this whole episode. Shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's just enough bullshit for me. I'm sure there'll be a whole new pile of it tomorrow and the next day. BigAngryPhil.com is where I'd be at, BigAngryPhil.com. You're on Facebook? Well, hey, the ban is over. I can actually post on my own page. Imagine that. Big Angry Phil Podcast, come on over and like that shit. Follow that shit. Do that shit. Follow me on Twitter at TheBigAngryPhil. Instagram, BigAngryPhil. You hear the show on TuneIn, Big Angry Phil Podcast, it's on there. Or you hear it on SoundCloud, Big Angry Phil. Maybe on Apple. Who knows? Make sure you listen to and subscribe to The Tom Likas Show. Get the app at TomEverywhere.com. GaryAndino.com. You definitely want to go there. Well, that's it for me. I am out of here. Until next time. See ya.